do not have the staff to work people this long, and you're financially disincentivizing people to become a doctor at the same time and work these locum rates, it's just impossible to do without, in later years, crumbling the NHS.
More than half of them are already telling me that they're not applying for jobs next year to work in the NHS because of this situation. That's even before the new contractors come in. Once it does come in, I think the exodus will be even greater. You know, these are highly skilled, qualified young people, and it's a shame that they don't want to work for our NHS. And I've also got to say that having been through a very competitive process myself to get into specialty training, I'm going to have to consider my position if the contract does come in its current proposed form.
Medway is a very, very busy hospital, and not just in my department, but sort of more acute departments such as A&E, general surgery and acute medicine. They are overstretched all the time, and we don't have the capacity, and simply we're having to spend a lot of money at this trust to cover rota gaps where doctors, you know, are just not available.